as a sort of a basic example of what a big one looks like, a power station version, this thing then has got a molten electrolyte on the inside of sodium carbonate, so it's running at 650 degrees. You have got an anode and a cathode, which you're picking up electrons from. Now, in a fuel cell, the reactants flow in and the products flow out. So hydrogen is flowing in, oxygen is flowing in. We've got a porous electrode, which is allowing the reactive species to cross across. But again, we've done the same as first year. We've separated into two half reactions. The versions you find in cars then use a proton exchange membrane rather than this high temperature system. They operate at 80 degrees. And this flash membrane functions as an electrolyte rather than having a molten electrolyte. So there's a lot of quite advanced technology involved in fuel cells. With a simple example above then, we're simply going from hydrogen as our fuel to water as the product, and we're coupling that with oxygen as a species which is being reduced, and that is coupling with carbon dioxide going to carbonate. Overall then, when we cancel everything, the carbonate with a carbonate, carbon dioxide with a carbon dioxide, electrons with electrons, you get hydrogen plus oxygen gives you water. So the only thing that appears at the end of the hydrogen fuel cell then is water. So this is really the cleanest, greenest solution. Huge energy value per gram, 142 makes the rest of them look pathetic. Very clean. Disadvantages, the key one is hydrogen. Hydrogen is a great fuel, but it's a gas with a very low energy density in terms of its physical volume. So people have to deal with transporting this thing. Your average servo then has to deal with, so you take your car along and you then put highly explosive gas into your fuel tank without blowing up, for average Joe blogs. So there's a lot of issues like that to deal with. That being said, there are hydrogen fuel cell cars in use in California at the moment. Yeah, your average mega pop star are using those sort of vehicles as the ultimate clean green sort of symbol. There are buses using them. The amount of energy is really flash, so these things can produce some of the fastest cars on the planet. So it's not a technology that's going to produce, you know, some old clunker or something, but it's very tricky technology to